moms, now there's a motion sickness treatment just for kids. New Dramamine for kids. Chewable, great tasting, safe for ages 2 through 12 from number one pharmacist recommended motion sickness brand, Dramamine.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
KJRFM HD1, Seattle.
95.7 KJR.
An iHeartRadio station.
All right, before we ask about that, here's brand new ZZ Top called Consumption. Trying to figure out what that's about, Joe. Do you know what that's about? Can you translate?
It sounds like he's hungry or something.
Yeah, consumption.
That's a Rick Rubin produced record and four tracks. Weird. Four tracks come out tomorrow on an EP called Texicali.
Okay.
And then they'll give you the rest of it later this year.
Song about being hungry from ZZ Top. I think they were in better shape when they were just looking for some tush, you know? We have another piece of music to play. Jody's favorite band. Yes, Eric.
Oh, I just wanted to say that ZZ Top is actually coming to the Snoqualmie Casino Mountain View Amphitheater on August 26th, and there's a pre-sale starting in 2 days. That would be Wednesday at noon.
Wednesday at noon.
Yep, code is Snow Shows, S-N-O-W-S-H-O-W-S.
Snow Shows. Pre-sale for our listeners. Yay, baby. Love ZZ Top. Do they still travel in separate buses? They had a thing
yes,
where
they didn't
want to see each other until they got on stage,
right.
Kind of thing. Like a wedding dress, only not so much.
Wedding beard, yeah.
The wedding beard, yeah.
That's right.
Bad luck if you see the beard before you...
See beard? Yeah, it's very bad luck.
Whoa!
8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Okay, we talked about this guy last week, Mr. Trololo. He's very famous and didn't sing lyrics. He just trololo-la-la. He had a stroke, and we did a story, and we're sad to report that he has gone. The beloved Soviet crooner, Edward Kiel, Mr. Trololo. This would have been less of a surprise at the Queen's Diamond Jubilee, right? If it were him.
Pedro's obsession with this guy is bordering on madness.
He is obsessed.
Yeah, this story brought to you by Muckleshoot Casino, by the way.
All right. Soviet crooner, Mr. Trololo. What was the question? 75 years ago, something was invented that has four wheels, and just about every single person listening uses it, but it's not a car. What is it, Jonathan?
Vacuum.
Not a vacuum. Most vacuums have two wheels. Good guess, though. Very good guess. Greg in Seattle, what is it?
I guess a lawnmower.
Lawnmower. Good guess, but not too many of us use a lawnmower. Not everybody, anyway. It's not that. Julie in Kent.
It's a shopping cart.
Tis a shopping cart.
How long ago?
75 years ago.
Today.
You could trace our obesity with the invention of the shopping cart.
Eating too much food to drag in my car. I'm on these stomach wheels.
Well, it used to get exercise, you know, when you hunted it,
yeah.
When you skinned it,
right,
and when you carried it, but now you don't. Great answer, and here's what you've won.
Julie, you've won yourself a pair of tickets to watch the Seattle Storm take on the Minnesota Lynx at Key Arena June 17th. It's Dad's and Daughter's Day at the Seattle Storm.
Awesome.
Hang on, Julie. Eric just interviewed a Seattle Storm player, didn't you, Eric?
Yes, Sue Bird. She's amazing.
And he said she's really quite the person that we ought to get her in here and talk with her.
Oh, yeah. In fact, what I'm doing is pushing to see if I can get her the week of the Olympics when they take off for the Olympics, because she's going to be on the U.S. Olympic team.
Just don't try and do any of those. Like, tell her that we can play horse and we'll see if girls can be boys, because that is old news, because you guys cannot beat her at basketball.
You think?
I think.
Oh, I can beat it in a heartbeat.
There we go.
Oh, I can definitely
beat it
in a heartbeat.
There we go.
Mr. Trololo.
There's no doubt I can beat it. I got the Latino basketball blood in me.
The Latino basketball blood? What's that about? Is that something?
It's like losing the last two games is what that's about. What that's all about.
We ought to put up a hoop and take some free throws in the studio. That would be fun. Okay.
Now you want to have a competition, Pedro? Watch her write better jokes than you, too. That's what you really want to watch. Sue Bird's awesome. She's a world-class athlete. Don't anybody delude themselves of thinking they can play a game of horse with Sue Bird.
No, it should be fun to lose, though.
Have you ever seen him lose anything that was fun?
For me? Always.
Fair enough.
Okay, moving on.
Hey, can I tell you about something
That
I saw last?
You can, okay.
Okay, so in my house, there are these moments every year that it's pageant night. Last night was the Miss USA pageant, okay? And in my house, Miss America and Miss USA, Melissa gets on the phone with her girlfriends, and they start texting and tweeting and phoning.
She follows that.
She does. Well, only to ridicule from afar.
Because you have a princess daughter?
No.
Just to ridicule it. She hates it.
Ridicule from afar. Okay. Melissa's
did anybody get asked a dumb question, like about the 50 states or the world peace or anything?
Oh, yes, very much so. In fact, that's what I wanted to bring up. There was a lady, you Facebooked about this already, Miss Ohio?
Yep, she's a genius, they all are.
Just ho-ho.
She's so smart.
You know, they ask the important world question, you know.
Which is?
And the question that she was, it's different for every girl, so you can't think about your answer prior to going up there and maybe put some thought into it. So you have to get the actual read on this girl's intellect and world perspective when you ask this question. And Miss Ohio was asked, do you think women are depicted in movies and on television in an accurate and positive way? And if so, could you give us an example? That's a very fair question to ask a girl in a pageant world the pageant world is often maligned of how they portray women, and they're fighting to promote the attitude. This is all about the intelligent women with depth and diverse skill sets, and they really have a grasp on the world and women's place in the world. So what do you suppose, Miss Ohio, of course she's going to say that yes, to find a positive answer for this, because it's all about being positive.
What is the question exactly?
Do you feel that women are depicted in movies and on television in an accurate and positive way? And if so, would you give us an example? I mean, maybe the answer is no.
Well, that's a blanket statement.
Well, yeah. Well, you're reading this girl's take on the world.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay.
Okay. What'd she say?
I think it depends on the movie, was her answer.
I agree, which is a brilliant answer. It's great.
I think there are some, and I want to quote this accurately, I think there are some movies that depict women in a very positive role. And then
do you want to hear her say it? Because
you got it?
Got it.
Oh, please.
Now let's have Ohio join us. Ohio.
These are good questions. I'm enjoying this a lot.
Here we go. Last but not least, Ohio. Judge number one, Mary Lou Henner. Your question, please, Mary Lou. Okay. Do you think women are depicted in movies and on television in an accurate and positive way? And please give us an example.
I think it depends on the movie. I think there are some movies that depict women in a very positive role, and then some movies that put them in a little bit more of a negative role, but by the end of the movie, they show that woman power that I know we all have, such as movie Pretty Woman. We had a wonderful, beautiful woman, Julia Roberts, and she was having a rough time, but you know what? She came out on top, and she didn't let anybody stay in her path. Thank you.
I like it.
I like it.
Thank you, Ohio.
Thank you very much. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. So you could be a whore What is this now?
Right. Yeah.
Well, she was having a difficult time.
Having a rough time.
Making the bills and
being
all.
Being a whore.
So you lie on your back for strangers.
Uh-huh. It's a little bit of a rough time.
And then at the
but
end.
But then in the end, some man can rescue you.
Right. Some rich guy.
And you have a better
can
time.
Can pay to trust like a better looking
no
whore.
No one's going to tell you you can't shop on Rodeo Drive,
That's
Julia
right.
Roberts.
Big mistake.
Big mistake. Yeah. Huge.
That's
huge.
About the weirdest possible movie she could have picked.
Yeah. Like Pretty Woman. She's having a rough time.
Now, did you hate that movie?
I love the movie.
It's a wonderful movie.
But it is not a movie about female empowerment. She's a prostitute.
She could have picked Norma Rae or something like that. Right?
She could have picked anything.
Julia Roberts does get herself cleaned up and get a better outfit, but it's not about women's rights. Not about female empowerment. Although she does say, you take care of you to her friend who's
right,
also a whore.
Right. Here's $100. I'll leave it at the front desk. Don't tell you're with me.
You take care of you. You take care of you.
Yeah.
That's what they say to each other.
I wish I could debate this one.
No reason to.
There is none.
Having
so,
a rough time.
What would have been, let's ask all the women listening in the audience. How would you have answered that question? A movie that demonstrates women's empowerment.
And if you want to come up with a joke answer, like Pretty Woman, and really piss off Jody.
You take care of you. You take care of you.
I would pick the movie Snow White, in which a woman who is being hunted for her heart and attempted murder finds a home cleaning for seven short perverts. But after she is poisoned by said queen who wanted her heart, a rich, handsome man comes and kisses her on the lips and carries her away.
So the best sarcastic response to what movie would you...
By the way, that's tough because I was following along with her to give her a little bit of props. I was like, oh, shoot, I got to think of a movie. Shoot, the obvious part of the question is, well, it depends on the movie. That's the
She got that part
that's
right.
That's basically your entry to having a little bit of IQ.
Her preamble was giving her time to think. Don't you know they teach you, because these girls, they need to be taught how to answer these questions. Ah. And the teaching is...
Buffers. So the stupid question was asked stupidly on purpose to give her time to think of a movie, and all she could come up with was
I like the movie Monster, featuring Charlize Theron, in which she plays a psychopathic killer. Who hunts down men and shoots them? That's powerful. Back to you, Bob.
That's a good one. Anybody else? 877-901-0957. If you have a serious answer about a movie that empowers women, I'd like to know that. Because I don't know. I'm still stalling to try and think of one, by the way.
Can't think of one?
Hunger Games is the first thing that came to my mind.
Great.
She beat the system.
Wonderful.
She turned the
heroine.
Whole system on its ass.
It's the best, right?
Yeah. It's great.
And I just happened to see it recently.
And you're not even wearing a push-up bra and you came up with that answer.
But it doesn't even have to be like a violent women on top thing. It can be women being friends and supporting each other like Beaches or Steel Magnolias.
877-901-0957. Two movies that you would have to torture me in order to get me to watch.
Just not with
Beaches
her being
and Steel
whores.
Magnolias. I've never seen them. I've never seen Bridesmaids either.
Oh, you could say Bridesmaids. Why not?
All right. But
you shouldn't say Bridesmaids.
But I like the joke ones, though. Let's name now also... And pretend they're movies that empower women. Movies that do not empower women.
Well,
that subject women to a man's world.
She was also given the option of television because the question was, do movies or television portray women accurately? And if so, how?
I like the show The Sopranos because even though Carmela had a man who was screwing Gumas, she had a beautiful house in the suburbs. And then by season 5, a brand new Porsche Cayenne.
Right. You turn a blind
That's
eye.
Perfect.
Turn a blind
perfect.
Eye. Turn right. a blind
All
eye.
Is well.
You right. just turn a blind eye.
Good. Any more? And now, Jody, since obviously you jumped on the Pretty Women thing, that was not hard. But do you think... Conversely, that these movies are bad for women, or just that they're a drama that portrays women in messed up situations.
It's fine. Pretty Women's a great movie. It's a cult. It's a cult film. We've all seen it 100 times. Everyone loves it. But you're not going to hold it up on a pedestal like a movie that's empowering women. And to the texters who are saying, "Well, it did show that she had respect for herself," which in the end, okay, so she's not a whore anymore, but a man had to come and save her. I.e., that is not. Female empowerment.
Yeah. Wait, where she respect herself? I'll take $1,000. I would have given you 3.
Oh, I'm a bad negotiator, too. Ow! Ow!
Ember in Olympia. Hello, Ember.
Hi. I actually wanted to hit on the point of films that don't empower women. The Little Mermaid. Actually, it's a children's film, which is even worse, because it tells little girls that if you change to be the woman the man wants, then he will love you.
Right.
Just lose the fins and we got a date.
No, but my family all have fins.
Lose the fins. You want to eat? Lose the fins.
All right, I like that. Thank you very much. Sherry, where are you, Sherry? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Sherry, where are you located?
Hi, Sherry. I'm in Black. Hi, Bob. I'm located in Black Diamond, Kent.
All right, go ahead, Sherry.
Erin Brockovich.
Great one.
Great movie. Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
Right. Amen.
Woman takes on the system. Takes on a huge corporation, actually.
Uses the God-given skill she has. Not book smart, maybe, but street smart as all get out and gets the job done. Great, right. Great example.
And her gazongas, too.
Huge rack.
Which is okay.
And kept her from getting cancer like those little kids in the movie.
Was that too much? You just keep
pretty
right on
woman
going.
So that this piece of audio will be a thing all day, right? Shows will all beat her up senseless for it. Now let's see if there's any way we could argue her case.
Nope, I've already thought about that, and unfortunately you can't.
I'm
there's
trying
no way
boy,
to
you
argue
know me
her case.
I always want to take the devil's advocate.
Go ahead. I got two extra women in the room today.
Yeah. All the arguments, the one this text messenger made says, yep, she came out on top over and over and over.
Ouch. Depends on how much.
So why did we love that movie so much?
Because it's a great movie. Mm. It can be
those,
a great movie.
Those two have fabulous chemistry.
You can have a movie about a murderer
and
love it, like Dexter.
Of course.
You can have a show about a murderer or a show about Tony Soprano, and it's a great show.
Right.
But does it portray Italian Americans on the East Coast in a positive light? Like, what movie can you think of that portrays Italian Americans in a positive light?
The movie?
The
Sprites. The Godfather, of course. Yeah. It's all about family. You know what's important? Family. You don't turn your back on your family, they'll cut your throat with a piano wire. I've seen it happen a million times.
Blood.
Okay, I got it.
Darby last night, so we're watching the show. And Darby says, why they just give these girls awards? They should get to know them. Just because they're pretty doesn't mean they're not brats. I'm thinking that's
really
smart.
Cool.
I know. Yeah. That's my 8-year-old.
Is it fair to do this to a Miss America contestant?
Yes. Next question.
I like it.
Sometimes it's fair and sometimes it's not fair.
Right. I think in the world, the planet globe.
Well, are they putting themselves out there as smart? Is the question.
Well, that's what the pageant world has been trying to tell us now for these last couple decades when they've been fighting an uphill battle. Mm. It's not about objectification.
But here's
it's about
the thing.
Well-rounded
How
women.
Many questions like that do they have to answer to win the preliminary? Let me put it this way. I love this. I actually think that you're right, Jody. I'm just trying to debate
Yay,
you in some way.
I can't
or form.
Believe I won the
I know.
Argument.
But I mean,
let's see
but
how
I mean,
you do in the swimsuit competition.
Let's talk about the system here. This is the system that gets these girls to this spot for this question.
Right.
The pageantry, the pageant system itself is broken if this is the kind of girls that get. I mean, there's beautiful girls with brains. There's beautiful girls with, God didn't give quite so much brains. He thought you said something else when you were passing out brains.
Right. What am I doing all these trains?
If only there was a pageant where unattractive, bookish women in long-fitting organic cotton shirts and Birkenstocks could get on stage and answer these questions.
That's where I was going. If Miss America's really had to be beautiful and they also had to be smart, and only smart, beautiful girls could get in, but they started at the local level, like Miss Auburn, Miss Tacoma.
All these girls worked their way through the pageant system. Every one of them.
You know, this woman did not. She's not past 8 smart.
I don't know.
Filter out. She should have been filtered out a long time ago.
Seventh circle of stupid.
Yeah.
Being able to speak in full sentences is really all it requires.
Yeah.
You have to answer these questions.
And you
but
have to Vaseline your gums, that too.
You do need the Vaseline on the gums. It's certainly not the most important part. I mean, have you heard some of the winningest answers?
No.
They're not
You have
brilliant.
More, Pedro.
No, that was the one that made the rounds.
They're the most smart.
Every other Miss America contestant is breathing a sigh of relief this morning.
You bet.
None
this
of their
is great text
Miss USA.
Were all
Miss
the other
America.
Ones very politically correct? And that's the other thing. Why reward the totally politically correct, predictable answers, which is, I'm sure, what all the rest of them get?
They were all of them were pretty coherent. That one. And it wasn't that she was poorly spoken. Like, remember Miss South Carolina's train wreck? I think children who go to schools about the country of Africa who can't find a globe on a map.
And by the way, I never condemn someone for a stupid statement. Ever.
Luckily, there's other people on the show.
Because I live in the glass house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
However, here's Robert
who live in glass houses?
Robert wants to try something that I couldn't do. He wants to defend Pretty Woman. Robert, go ahead.
I didn't know that I was going to get put on the air. Am I supposed to do a chicken crow or something?
Do it a little cock-a-doodle-doo if it's your first time on the show.
All
right. Nicely done. Go ahead, Robert.
So Pretty Woman's kind of the most recent remake of Pygmalion, right?
Yeah.
And so for my generation, I think My Fair Lady.
Yes.
And, you know, sure, she went through kind of some grooming. But in the end, you know, she shows herself to be equal to anybody in our society. You know, she reaches the top. She shows herself equal to, you know, the guy that trained her and such.
Yeah. She could be his wife instead of just something he would buy and pay for.
Yep. Is this an actual... Are we actually going here? Okay. Yeah, I totally agree. In the end, she was going to go back to school. She had that great brown outfit. It was flowy. She had the hat and the whole thing.
Right, right. He bought a boat down the street, didn't he, or something?
Yeah. He got
a permit to use the street as a harbor.
Right, but she was saved by him, and she was paid for her services by him. And in the end, he came back to rescue her. You do remember that part, right?
Well, right, but I mean that's kind of part of it.
Assuming, but that no more money was coming her way for the sex, right? After this point,
right,
right,
so, right. Well, he did offer her the condo, and she turned it down because she wanted the whole thing. But you know, I just don't think that that's the best example of female empowerment. Right. Is someone who was a
thank you, Miss Ohio.
Thank you, Robert. Brenda wants to weigh in with her two cents. Brenda, go ahead.
Hi, this is Brenda. I just wanted to point out that you guys were talking about movies that empower women and trying to find good examples, but that wasn't the question this woman was asked. She was asked what movies or if movies and television portray women accurately. Not whether they empower women, but whether or not they're portrayed accurately.
And that's what we framed it with. We read the quote verbatim.
Depict women in a very positive role.
Then we played Mary Lou Henner's question from her own mouth. But we were just slamming her fact that her answer was just so ridiculously inappropriate.
Oh, I agree it's ridiculously inappropriate, but it's just not about, the question wasn't about women being empowered in movies. It was accurately portrayed, and sometimes women aren't empowered in real life. They're not,
right.
You know, they've got all sorts of different situations. So sometimes, even though they're not empowered in a movie, they're portrayed accurately, and, you know, no Pretty Woman.
Yeah,
not even a good movie. No. So I'm not even gonna. I'm
she
not
doesn't even like.
Yeah, we organically got
right,
here.
Right, Bob asked the question: what movies portray women in an accurate and positive fashion? Do you know one?
No, but the question wasn't about whether they not they were portrayed positively. It was just accurately.
Yeah,
all right. We know.
Thank you. So.
Does Jody like the word whore? She said it 200 times.
Yes, I do. Very much.
In a few minutes.
We should say, by the way, congratulations, Miss Rhode Island.
She was the most lovely woman.
She overcame being from the smallest state in the union to win it. So.
Empowerment.
Yeah, lovely there woman. You go.
Couldn't think of
it. USA 2012, Rhode Island!
Rhode Island!
Olivia Bulfo, which means the first runner-up is Maryland. Congratulations, Rhode Island. Olivia, congratulations, honey.
Wow. I can't believe people sit home and watch this on TV.
I can't believe South Dakota didn't win it again.
I can't believe they have to use all those cheesy music beds
now.
When we come back, something happened to me at our show this weekend at the DNR Theater, which was a little bit alarming. And it turns out it may alarm you, too. Stand by.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR. 95.7 KJR.
I listen at work.
It makes the workday fly by.
I love to sing along with the songs.
The greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Thanks for making 95.7 KJR your choice for at-work listening.
It makes every day a great day.
Moments ago during the break, we were just talking about the Safeway Just For You plan. And Spike said that his wife signed up because there's no reason not to. Here's why. You get the best insider savings on the things you buy the most. 2 minutes, you sign up. Okay. Then you load the special offers that they offer you on the website onto your club card. Then you go to Safeway, grab the items you're planning on grabbing anyway, and you see all the great just for you savings when you use your club card at checkout. It's just that easy. It's free to sign up. It takes 2 minutes, and you can get all the famous just for you savings with your phone. Download the new Safeway app for fast, easy access wherever and whenever you like. You can load savings at the office, soccer practice, sitting in the car, even when you're at Safeway shopping in the aisles. If you forgot to load them up right there. The Safeway app will help you save like never before. Why bother yourself with clipping coupons? Why bother yourself with flipping through circulars when just for you is so easy to use? It takes 2 minutes to register and it's free at Safeway.com.
Hi, this is Sue Anderson, General Manager for CenturyLink in the Puget Sound area, and I'm pleased to announce that we've been investing across the Puget Sound to bring you the speed you need at a price you can afford. In fact, 12 meg CenturyLink high-speed internet is just $19.95 a month for 5 years when you bundle with unlimited nationwide calling. So visit CenturyLink.com to shift your internet connection into high gear.
Services and offers not available everywhere. Residential only. Restrictions apply. CenturyLink is the official high-speed internet provider for the Seattle Sounders.
Right now, when you go to a 76 station, you can win gas for life. Just how long is that? Long enough that even when you need a pilot's license to use your car, or when you have your very own robot chauffeur,
scenic route or highway, sir,
you'll still be getting free gas. So fill up, get a game piece, go online, and you could win 76 gas for life or thousands of other prizes. 76. We're on the driver's side.
Restrictions apply. Visit a participating 76 station or go to 76.com for official rules, details for no purchase, mail and game card request, eligibility and odds. N73112. Void where prohibited.
When the occasion calls for something special, stop by your neighborhood QFC. No doubt you've heard about Copper River Salmon, about its amazing melt-in-your-mouth flavor and texture. The deep red color, unlike any other salmon. It's a real delicacy, and it's arriving fresh every day at QFC. Right now, you can pick up first-of-the-season wild-caught whole Copper River sockeye salmon for just $6.99 a pound while supplies last. Of course, you'll also find all of your family's favorite fruits and veggies arriving fresh at QFC, including one of nature's true superfoods, blueberries. Blueberries are a healthy choice because they're packed with vitamins and antioxidants. And with 18-ounce containers priced at just $3.88 each, you can pick up plenty to enjoy with breakfast, dessert, or all by themselves for a healthy snack. All prices with Advantage Card. QFC, you know it's going to be good.
You already know QFC has an amazing selection of beer and wine. And now your neighborhood QFC is happy to offer liquor, too. You'll find all your favorites and you'll love the convenience.
We don't know where dreams come from. We don't have the market cornered on hope. We can't tell you why some ideas get big while others don't. We don't pretend that success is our secret sauce. But when you listen and deliver a way of learning that's as unique as each student, amazing things happen. At Washington Online School Network, all of our students have dreams. And each one of those dreams is important. One might dream of being a web designer. One might be aiming to go to college. We help each one get there at their own pace. We offer an online school from grades 6 to 12 at no cost to you. With Washington certified teachers just a keystroke away 24 hours a day throughout the school week. When you start to believe in yourself, amazing things happen. That's the power of attending a school for many, a class for one. Washington Online School Network. Are you the one? Find out at WashingtonOnlineSchool.com.
Tom Hutler here with a question. If you're selling your jewelry, diamonds, flatware, or watches, doesn't it make sense to bring them to a jeweler who's been around for 60 years? A commercial word for Porcello Jewelers, specializing in evaluating and reselling estate jewelry. Porcello pays cash on the spot for most transactions. Now, if I wanted a free, honest appraisal, there's no doubt I'd see Porcello, home of the Porcello Promise. They'll meet or beat any legitimate written estimate. Call 425-454-2300, click PorcelloEstateBuyers.com, or visit them just north of Nordstrom on Northeast 8th in Bellevue.
Own Safe House tomorrow on Blu-ray combo pack and DVD.
He was the most brilliant CIA operative until he went broke.
Starring Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds.
Frost is on the loose.
I've been waiting a long time for this.
Safe House is an adrenaline rush from start to finish.
Time's a-wasting. Tick-tock, tick-tock.
You're not gonna get in my head.
I'm already in your head.
Denzel Washington is at his best.
Do I make you nervous?
Church in the wild. Safe House, rated R. Own it tomorrow on Blu-ray combo pack to watch it anytime, anywhere.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, we are seeing some heavier volume still northbound 405 through the S-curves from just before the Maple Valley Highway into Newcastle. Northbound I-5 from the West Seattle Bridge to the Convention Center a little bit slow as well. But the good news is that we did have really heavy traffic earlier northbound I-5 as you made your way to the towards the Tacoma Dome. But it looks like all that traffic has cleared out, so you're going to be going the speed limit as you make your way by the Tacoma Dome. Coming up on the Bob Rivers Show, amazing local singer-songwriter Chris Orlowski performs live. Whether you're suffering from a sore throat, preparing to travel abroad, or scheduling your child's sports physical, UW Medicine Neighborhood Clinics are here to help. Visit any one of the 9 clinics conveniently located throughout Puget Sound, uwmedicine.org.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show
on 95.7
KJR.
There's no one on the road and we're driving fast. The windows are down and we're staring out over the dash. With the moon in our lap, I know that we're moving towards wherever we're going. Cause the lights are getting closer and the skyline's over our head. And I'm not scared.
That is Chris Orlowski. Did I say it right, Chris? All right. Chris is setting up in the studio and will play a song for us at the end of the show, performing June 9th at the Treehouse Cafe in Bainbridge and June 22nd at the Capitol Hill Block Party. There are lots of warnings in the summertime about the sun, but we have a warning about sunscreen. There's a place you are never supposed to put sunscreen. Joe has not let me see the answer yet, but is it where the sun don't shine?
No.
No.
You're not supposed to put it there either.
The key word is there's a place you should never apply sunscreen. It's not particularly a body part yet, but a location.
In the store before you buy it?
No.
No. They frown on that.
Oh, wow.
This is a serious warning.
Never apply sunscreen in front of a barbecue grill.
Wow.
Are you reading that right now? Come on.
This actually happened on the East Coast.
Somebody burst into flames?
Yes.
I didn't know. Who knew sunscreen was flammable?
Well, there's a thing on the label that says, hey, dumbass, do not use around heat. But this guy, he may have himself a situation here with Banana Boat is the particular brand.
And they have a spray-on sunscreen. That's the problem.
It was an aerosol, and he says, hey, I didn't put it on around heat. I put it on, and then I went to do my barbecuing. Where it was still wet on him, all of a sudden he started burning.
Oh man!
So they're saying this—it's an aerosol, and it's not just the propellant. It might actually be flammable for a couple minutes.
You know, that's funny because when you have a toddler, those aerosol cans are like brilliant because you don't have to make them stand there for a long time, smearing on the white goopy stuff when you could just hit them while they're running.
Right,
you know?
Right. Right.
But I hit Josh when he was running the other day, and then I hit David in the face too because he was standing next to me, and he said, that just feels wrong. He said, that feels like the worst kind of chemical compound ever. Do not spray that on any of us anymore.
Well, not if you're going to be around fire, especially.
Yeah.
Was it Banana Boat you were using?
No, it was something else. But the aerosol, just the idea.
All right. Here's something scary. We were at our concert this weekend at the DNR Theater. We want to once again tell them what a great time we had. Thank Clint and the Eastwoods, who opened for us, who were phenomenal. All the people of Aberdeen, and of course, a lot of our fans drove down from Olympia. I would say if you're anywhere in the South or even on the peninsula and you have not been to the DNR Theater yet and some big artist comes that you want to see, especially on the peninsula, I would say go check it out. You'll be blown away. Just a thoroughly, it's like a brand new theater with an incredible history. They spared no expense on seating and sound, and the acoustics of the building are like a vaudeville leftover incredible sound. The building itself is like a giant, what do you call them, horns. And so the stage sends the sound up, so even if you're like far up at the top, it still sounds perfectly clear.
It's impeccable. I've heard a lot of people say it was the best that the band has sounded.
Yeah,
I mean, from just
great.
An acoustic standpoint. Really good.
So kudos to them. Thank you. Now, while I was there, one little mildly disturbing thing happened. I went up to the very top during Jeff's drum solo, because during Jeff's drum solo, actually, I had time to drive home to North Bend, pick something up, and come back to Aberdeen.
You make a joke, but I actually moved my car.
During Jeff's drum solo.
I went outside because I had to park like three blocks away, and I noticed that there was an empty space next to the door.
Such a good time. I think it was a little longer of a drum solo than usual, but everybody dug it. And anyway, I was up there, and there were some, I guess their security staff or somebody up there, and they had a black light. And they were laughing about when you put the black light on someone in the dark, you can see dirt or stuff they spilled on their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever watched Dexter, you know they put this light on stuff, and they can see blood when people think they've cleaned it up, and they can still see the blood.
Wait, just about any body fluid, Bob.
Anything. Well, according to CNN.com, there's a new approach now to cleaning hotels. It also made me mildly creeped out. You know, and I go to little, you know, hotels in little towns, and I mean, the Ramada was very clean and very
never even put your bags on the top blanket.
Yeah.
Don't even put your bags on there.
I want to get one of these portable black lights.
No, you don't.
Because he looked at my shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I did spill something.
Uh-huh.
But I had wiped it off. You know how you quickly wipe off with a wet rag and it appears like it's gone away?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Best Western has announced that they have a new aggressive... By the way, this is a great selling point for a hotel chain, just announcing this. They have an aggressive cleaning program getting underway, inspired by research showing a lack of consumer confidence in cleanliness among mid-scale hotels. Starting this year, Best Western housekeepers will be equipped with ultraviolet sterilization wands to use on highly touched areas like telephones, bathroom fixtures, and light switches. So when they clean the room, they have to wand over it first to make sure it's really clean.
Go through and make sure the sanitation worked.
UV black lights will be used during housekeeping inspections to detect biological matter and other particles.
TV remote.
They're going to do a TV remote.
Touch that TV remote.
Well, they're going to do a wrap to verify that it's been cleaned. They're going to wrap that TV remote like, here,
like a toilet seat?
Yeah, this is a fresh TV remote. Just
sanitized for
you.
For your protection.
That's what I'm talking about.
Pillows, blankets, and towels will be wrapped to show they're freshly cleaned. Because after all, if you look like you didn't use the towel, they probably don't wash it again. Best Western is rolling out the I Care Clean program in 2012.
A.K.A. people are nasty.
Nasty.
Which they are.
Yeah. How do you know?
Because they are.
Who they is.
My husband's father owned a dry cleaning business in New York City for a long time. And once you get a couple vodkas in him, he tells you disgusting stories that will make you never want to put your bags on any of those top blankets. And in fact, David has such PTSD from hearing his father talk about how filthy and disgusting people in hotels are, that whenever we stay anywhere, the very first thing he does is take that first top blanket off and put it somewhere where we can never
throw it away.
Throw it away.
Never touch it.
Yep.
Okay. I like that.
I like it too.
Okay. Diddy's son has responded to the controversy over his football scholarship. You remember Diddy's son, Justin Combs, got a full boat scholarship at UCLA, and all you guys were saying, he's rich, he doesn't need it, he should let it be for somebody else. And others of us were saying, well, maybe it's the only thing he accomplished in his life without his dad, and kudos to him, and he should use the scholarship. Well, what do you think happened? Who has not seen the article?
I haven't seen the article.
I have seen the article.
You have seen it. Who hasn't seen it? Me and Spike.
Well, I'm thinking that since Jody was so adamant that Diddy himself would put forth a scholarship in his name, he would set up a trust or an honorarium, what'd you call it?
Sure.
Or someone else.
I think that since Jody hasn't mentioned that at least six times this morning, that hasn't happened. Because if she had been so
keeping the scholarship, you're right, because Jody would have absolutely gloated.
Guess what happened, you guys? Whatever.
I told you!
Yeah. Regardless of what the circumstances are, he tweeted, I put that work in, period. I totally agree with him. Regardless of what you do in life, everyone's going to have their own opinion. Stay focused. Keep that tunnel vision. Never forget why you started. Meanwhile, his mother tweeted, my son is his own man. He will earn his own way through life.
I'm not necessarily wrong here.
No. I think you're right. I think Diddy will put a scholarship on the
table. I still think that, yeah.
Well, Diddy will become a huge guy who supports the college, which is, you were saying maybe they gave him the scholarship just to get Diddy's support for the college and have him be a, what do you call him, a booster?
A benefactor, a booster, an honor. Yeah, you'll be playing at Diddy Field at UCLA. It's a puff down Bruins!
I mean, we were so excited at UW when what's-his-face, his son came here. He's gone, right?
Montana. Kid, yeah, yeah.
We were so excited. It's the same exact thing.
All right. A fifth grader gets a note excusing him for missing school. We did this earlier. From President Obama. Listen to this. Pedro, do you still have the audio?
We didn't like that audio. Remember, it was the wrong audio.
Yeah.
Skip past it.
We had the audio?
Yeah. No, it was the wrong audio.
That, I thought I was having a flashback. That was the little... See, this is a... Obama is a repeat offender of this, or however you want to look at it.
Oh, he's played this card more than once?
He did this in 2009 for a girl, and that's what we heard.
Oh. Yeah.
He did this again yesterday because it...
Oh, but we had the audio from 2009.
Right.
I think it's a great bit. He should do it every year.
Great massive bit. Pedro screw-up brought to you by QFC. Well,
it's like pardoning the turkey.
Yes.
Yeah, really. Well, it's a turkey's name. I'm talking to the turkey. The turkey's name.
He's pardoning the truant.
Right.
Yeah. Plays well.
All right. Over the weekend at the films, the movie Snow White and the Huntsman topped the box office. I want to see that.
I saw it. Don't waste your time.
Don't listen to Eric.
I know. He said this last week, too. Said it was awful.
He's the only one I've heard this review from, and usually I agree with Eric's reviews.
I can ignore Eric.
Yeah.
Well, let me just say this. It's
turn it down. It's easier.
Keep going.
Okay. The acting is great. Kristen Stewart, Charlize Theron, Chris Hemsworth, they were all fabulous. It was definitely a blockbuster, high-budget film. But it was weird, and it was dark.
Yeah, but that's okay sometimes. Plus, I should warn you that anything that Charlize Theron's in gets two thumbs up from me. I don't care if it's just her, like, sitting in a tree. Like humming to herself, I'd watch that for 2 hours.
The only bad thing I heard about was Kristen Stewart was like she was being chased by vampires. It was the same exact thing she did in every Twilight movie.
All right. Men in Black 3, number 2, Avengers, number 3, Battleship, number 4, The Dictator.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Up to 50 million in its third week. The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, number 6, What to Expect When You're Expecting, followed by Dark Shadows, Chernobyl Diaries. And for greater glory, our next guest is someone Jody is a huge fan of, singer-songwriter Chris Orlowski. And after you hear him perform, it'll be very easy to tell why. Chris and his band will be performing June 9th at the Treehouse Cafe in Bainbridge and June 22nd at the Capitol Hill Block Party. Chris Orlowski, welcome to the Bob Rivers Show. How are you?
Good. It's good to be here.
Let me turn off your burp.
Ooh, it's nice.
Yeah.
I'll bring it back when the time is right.
I feel like I was in a special place.
Well, you sound like Bono the whole interview to do that.
So Jody says you've been playing around for a while, and you're starting to bubble under. Like there's popularity and you have a cult following, apparently.
I guess in the last year we've gotten some pretty big breaks, like getting to play Bumbershoot, and we had a really great set at Folklife last weekend, and then we've just gotten some opportunities, like Starbucks picked up our music and was just playing all over North America.
Starbucks is playing your music over North America?
Is that the TV screen musical backdrop they play all the time?
Is it a video or a
rotation? Yeah, that's fantastic.
Alan Stone's up there, Fleet Foxes, like some other artists.
So this is so funny because it's easier to Starbucks or you have to marry Tommy Mottola. Those are the two ways
you
to
really
get
got off
a career in music. And you marrying Tommy, that would be big.
Actually, Tommy and I have been talking, but I think it's too soon.
How do you get discovered by Starbucks?
There's like licensing companies you work with that pitch your music there. And then if you know people as well, that helps. And since I'm in Seattle, I think that might help a little.
So it's not a punch card thing where you buy a lot of coffee.
He's been drinking so much coffee.
Yeah.
He finally got picked up, thank God.
Well, thank you for dropping in. You know, we love to support local music, and we've seen a lot of great talent come through here. So we're looking forward to hearing you. Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Orlowski.
Plans to leave and join the band.
traverse through fabled lands and make my mark. Starved, confusion waves his wand. I'm woman fed and won't move on to lead and fight. All my people go, all my people go. When you live beyond the labels you have worn, all my people go. Chained up, hardly even chained up. It's hardly even what I, who I am. Gravestones, my legacy in six notes. With empires of two tires, building a conscious globe. Go, all my people go. All my people go, all my people go. When you live beyond the labels you have worn, all my people go. Skyways above we look like ants on islands dropped out. We're told that we can swim. I can't own passing the blame. Sweet with fame, till the best is gone. All my people go, all my people go. When you live beyond the labels you have worn, all my people go. Yeah, all my people go. All my people go. We live beyond the labels you have worn. All my people go. When you live beyond the bottle you have grown, all my people go.
Yeah. That's very nice and unique.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to see Chris, you should do so. June 9th at the Treehouse Cafe in Bainbridge and June 22nd at the Capitol Hill Block Party.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
I just want to give a quick shout out to Tim, my old drummer, because he told me about your show over and over and over and how much he loved it. So.
Thank you, Tim. Tim obviously gets up early for a job. We appreciate that. Tim, you mentioned
and
that.
And a drummer with a job.
All right. And before we go, pageant.
You're listening to The Bob Rivers Show.
On 95.7.
KJR.
A Healthy Trim customer named Jeff was so excited when I saw him the other day. He lost 20 pounds in 30 days with Healthy Trim, and now he's down 47 pounds after 60 days. He said, you know what? I'm struggling financially, but I don't care. I'm saving money on Healthy Trim, Matthew, because I'm off all my energy drinks and I'm cutting out on the extra snacking and the extra eating. Thank you so much for introducing me to this product. You can be like Jeff. Healthy Trim works. It's natural. It's easy. You'll see results and you have nothing to lose but the weight. And this week, we'll offer 50% off Healthy Trim and we'll throw in our Berry Complex, the Healthy Shield, for free. For me, it's difficult to eat a well-balanced meal, especially in the summertime. Take two tablets at night. It's got tons of resveratrol in there, so you'll wake up refreshed and you'll burn the fat as you're sleeping. It'll boost your weight loss in time for 4th of July. 50% off Healthy Trim and the Healthy Shield for free. HealthyTrim.com.
Tim, you guys throw the best barbecues.
Thanks, Jeff.
Look at that.
Who invited Chef Ramsey?
That burger is raw.
Yeah, Chef, because I just threw it on the grill.
What's in it?
Right.
And you?
Let me guess, Chef, you hate my potato salad.
It's inedible.
Well, lots of people like it.
Oh, my God.
The Summer of Ramsay kicks off with the two-night season premieres of Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef. Fox Monday.
Get out!
But I live here.
It all starts at 8 on Fox. Then stick around for Q13 Fox News at 10.
Hand-forged donuts and hand-roasted coffee. Sounds like a Top Pot day. Visit any of the 8 Top Pot cafes located at Capitol Hill, Fifth Avenue, Wedgwood, Queen Anne, Bellevue, Mill Creek, Renton, at McClendon Hardware, and Bellevue Square. Top Pot Donuts. Hand-forged donuts.
Right now at Pearle Vision, when you buy a pair of glasses, we'll give you a second pair free, up to $250. That's two pairs for the price of one. Because we know these days, every dollar counts. But that doesn't mean you should neglect taking care of your eyes. Sight shouldn't feel like an extravagance. It is, after all, life's greatest sense. Which is why we're offering this great buy one, get one free deal. So whether you need a new prescription, a backup pair of glasses, or just a different look, there's no better time to come to Pearle Vision. Visit pearlevision.com to find the store nearest you. With so many convenient locations, it's easy to find one in your neighborhood. The Pearle Vision buy one, get one free offer ends soon. So hurry in today for your free pair. Pearle Vision. Clearly different.
Second pair value up to $250. Valid prescription required. Valid only at participating U.S. locations. See store for details. Some restrictions apply. Offer ends 6/30/2012.
Chevrolet, great fuel economy, radio commercial, take 56.
At Chevy, we have some real fuel-efficient cars for you.
What's that?
Music. Do you like it?
No.
Check.
Like the EPA-estimated 36 miles per gallon Highway Cruise LS? Really? Just something lively.
Gotcha.
And Sonic offers an EPA-estimated 40 miles per gallon highway.
That's the devil's music.
Okay, just silence then?
Yes, please. So, check out these vehicles and more. Really? Oh.
Now, get a 2012 Chevy Cruze LS and IIHS 2012 Top Safety Pick starting at just $17,595. Manufacturer's suggested retail price. Tax, title, license, and dealer fees and optional equipment extra. Sonic fuel economy based on EPA estimate with available 1.4-liter turbocharged engine and 6-speed manual transmission. Call 1-800-950-CHEV for details. Visit your local Chevy dealer today.
It's the most awaited season of the year, grilling season. And Safeway will help you get out and grill all summer long with outstanding club card prices on everything for grilling. This week, it's the Mix and Match Meat Sale. You can invite everyone over for steak because Ranchers Reserve Boneless Beef Chuck Steaks are buy one, get one of equal or lesser value free in the Extreme Value Pack. For the grillmeisters and those who just love to eat, this is the season we've all been waiting for. So come over to Safeway and get out and grill all summer long. And here's an easy way to save an extra 10 to 20%. Introducing Just For You from Safeway, the quick, simple way to save big before you shop. Use Just For You to load digital coupons and personal savings right onto your club card. There's new savings every week. And accessing Just For You is really simple with the Safeway app for iPhone and Android. It's the easiest way to get all your savings in one place. Get the Safeway app at the App Store or Google Play today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
I'm getting ready for the upcoming Seattle Rock and Roll Half Marathon. Although I've been using Brooks apparel for years, Katie Paul from Brooks Running is helping me choose the best gear for this race.
Well, what you want to look for on race day is solutions to getting you across that finish line healthy and happy. So first, if you're going to be carrying energy gels, you want to look for shorts or pants that have pockets in them so you can stash those gels and not have to carry them along with you on your run. Check the weather, because typically you want to dress about 10 degrees warmer than the actual temperature. Also, if it's sunny or raining, a hat or a visor is a great solution to help relax the muscles in your face so you can get to that finish line smiling.
So cool to know that these great products are created by a Seattle company.
Yes, you can check out all of our gear at brooksrunning.com. We also have a dealer listing online that shows all of the Seattle local retailers. And you can visit us at the Rock and Roll Expo June 21st and 22nd, where we'll have official merchandise as well as our inline apparel.
Awesome. Don't forget, we're also giving our listeners a chance to win a $1,000 Brooks shopping spree. Just enter on the contest page at 957KJR.com.
You may not be able to impact the price of gas, but you can impact technology. Microsoft User Research is looking for feedback on future products from everyone. Sign up at Microsoft.com/user research. When you participate, you'll be eligible to win a special edition Xbox Kinect bundle, as well as receive Microsoft products. Official contest rules available online.
If you're thinking of selling your unwanted gold, silver, or jewelry, go to West Seattle Coins or Bellevue Rare Coins. They'll pay you more money.
Mom, what's this?
It's an igloo made of carrots.
The whole thing is made of carrots? That is so cool. What's it for?
Funny you ask.
Hey, what are you doing?
Putting you inside. Oh, and closing the door.
Mom!
Now the only way out is to eat your way out.
It's dark in here.
There are better ways to get your kids to eat better. Visit iHeartRadio.com/healthyhabits for a free smart shopping list and lots more great tips.
A message from the Ad Council and NIH's We Can.
From the State Farm Traffic Center, the roads are looking a lot better. It does look like we have a road closure, a random one, I-90 westbound from High Point Road to Front Street. Left lane is going to be closed there. Northbound 405 through the S-curves is still congested from the Maple Valley Highway up past Sunset, and you're going to see a little bit of crowding into the Kennedale Hill. But other than that, the roads are looking beautiful. The bridge is going the speed limit in either direction. And when it comes to your travel times, ever to Seattle, down to a 28-minute commute. Federal Way to Seattle only taking you 27 minutes. Qualify to win a family vacation for four to the brand new Cars Land at Disney's California Adventure Park, including round-trip airfare, a two-night stay at a Disney Resort Hotel, and park hopper passes. Just be the ninth caller when you hear the song of the day, American Pie by Don McLean.
Toyota owners, summer is coming. Through the end of June, help maximize your Toyota's fuel economy with a $39.95 maintenance special and receive 20 Toyota bucks toward your next service. Contact your Western Washington Toyota dealer for details and to schedule your visit today.
Bob Rivers in the morning.
And the greatest hits of the 60s.